Hey there, and welcome to episode 56 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I am thrilled to have you joining me today. This episode is brought to you by Busy Preschoolers Do Music, which is my play-based music course for young children who aren't quite ready for formal piano lessons yet, but are still excited to explore musical concepts and ideas. You can learn more about the course at busykidsdopiano.com/busypreschoolers, and I will pop that link into the show notes as well. This episode of Busy Kids Love Music is scheduled to premiere in October, which means that as you are listening to it, the season of fall is underway here in the United States. Fall is my very favorite season. I love the changing colors, cooler temps, eating foods like butternut squash soup, and smelling pumpkin spice, everything in the air. Now, the season of fall inspired many composers throughout history, and today we're going to listen to and learn about three songs inspired by the season of autumn. Antonio Vivaldi's Four Seasons is a group of four violin concertos that we've discussed on the podcast before. Each concerto gives musical expression to a season of the year, and you're currently listening to Concerto No. 3 in F major, Autumn. The sonnet, or the poem, that this work was either written about or inspired by, we're not really sure, which is a celebratory song as villagers and peasants dance because of the pleasure of a bountiful harvest. Can you hear the villagers' joy in the music? At the end of the first movement in this concerto, the peasants are exhausted from their celebration and fall asleep. The last movement of the piece captures images of a party going out to hunt with their barking dogs, shooting guns, hunting horns, and a frantically fleeing animal. Imogen Holst was a British composer and music educator and daughter of a famous composer, Gustav Holst. Later in her life, she would write about her famous father's life and conduct recordings and compilations of her father's music. Initially, Holst wanted to be a pianist or dancer, but was unable to pursue these dreams due to health reasons. The piece you're listening to now is called The Fall of the Leaf, and it was written in 1963 for an old friend of hers. It consists of three short studies for solo cello on a tune from the 16th century. What are some words that you would use to describe the mood of Holst's piece? How does it differ from the mood of Vivaldi's autumn-themed piece? The final fall piece that we're going to listen to in this episode is a piano composition written by a composer we've discussed quite a bit here on the Busy Kids Love Music podcast, Tchaikovsky. Just as Vivaldi did before him, Tchaikovsky wrote a collection of music inspired by the seasons. This collection is a set of 12 character pieces. Character pieces are simply compositions that are expressive of an idea. And in this case, each piece was expressive of a different month of the year in his home country of Russia. The piece you're listening to now is the 10th piece that was written for the month of October, and it's called Autumn Song. The Seasons was commissioned by a magazine, and each month during the year of 1876, readers of the magazine were treated to a new composition by Tchaikovsky. The compositions would appear with a short epigraph that the publisher, not Tchaikovsky, chose. For October's piece, the epigraph that appeared said this: "Autumn, our poor garden is all falling down. The yellowed leaves are flying in the wind." Do you think these words were well chosen for this piece of music? If you head over to my show notes at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/56, you'll find there this episode's transcript, as well as a link to a curated playlist on YouTube that contains performances of the music heard in today's episode, as well as other fall-inspired pieces. Again, you can find all that at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/56. Thank you so much for joining me today to listen to these beautiful fall-inspired pieces of music. I look forward to connecting with you again in 2 weeks when the next episode of Busy Kids Love Music airs. Bye for now.